We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Degrees. All right, it's time for the Baxter Money Minute. Before Google Street View, there was an Amazon map product.
Before powerhouse search engine company Google had its Street View on its map application, Amazon launched a search engine in 2004, A9.com, which started a project called BlockView. BlockView was a visual yellow pages that allowed its users to see the street view of addresses and directions to their destination. Amazon employs over 563,000 people across the globe, more than Google, Facebook, and Alibaba combined.
Don and Justin Baxter host the Money Planning Hour Sunday mornings at 9 here on KNSS. A special type of glasses may help you fall asleep.
This is House Call for Health. Many people have trouble getting a good night's sleep, and researchers know why. Because the blue light that comes from their smartphones or computer screens is disrupting their sleep patterns. Researchers say the problem is especially common among teenagers, but there may be an easy fix, and it doesn't involve turning off your device. As the song goes, wear your sunglasses at night. Researchers in the Netherlands outfitted a group of teens with special glasses that filter out the blue light from their screens. Meanwhile, a second group of teens were given the seemingly impossible task of not using their phones for a few hours before bedtime. After a week, researchers found both groups were falling asleep more quickly and showing fewer signs of sleep deprivation. The researchers say they'll now explore whether the same results occur with adults. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Stocks moved higher on Wall Street in late afternoon trading Tuesday, placing the market on track to snap a two-day losing streak. The rally follows the U.S. government's decision to temporarily ease off proposed restrictions on technology sales to Chinese companies. The news is giving a boost to technology stocks, including chip makers. Healthcare, communications, and financial stocks also up yesterday. The Dow rose 184 points, the NASDAQ gained 83, and the S&P closed up 24 points. California has sued to block the Trump administration from canceling nearly $1 billion for the state's high-speed rail project. The lawsuit filed Tuesday comes after the administration revoked the funding last week. Governor Gavin Newsom has called the move illegal, says it's political retribution for California's resistance to President Donald Trump's immigration policies. State is trying to build a high-speed rail linking Los Angeles and San Francisco. And one in six Uber and Lyft drivers in the New York City and Seattle areas are driving vehicles with outstanding recalls, according to Consumer Reports. But taking a taxi or limousine isn't necessarily a safer option. Nearly a quarter of traditional for-hire vehicles in New York City also have outstanding recalls, Consumer Reports says. And that means there are cars on the road that have been recalled for issues such as faulty airbags and possible engine failure. And people are still getting a ride or paying for a ride on those cars. It could be dangerous. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Downtown Wichita Developments gets a boost from a health foundation. Editor Bill Roy with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Sudha Tokala says she's reversing what the Minnesota guys did to downtown Wichita. Tokala has bought five downtown buildings with ideas for several projects, the largest of which is an osteopathic medical school. Her Kansas Health Science Center announced an affiliation with the national nonprofit TCS Education System, and she got a $15 million pledge from the Riverside Health Foundation. Also Tuesday, the Wichita City Council approved the King of Freight plan to move to the Gander Mountain Building at the Waterwalk. Council had to amend a ground lease at the site. Several council members voiced concern about the shifting vision of Waterwalk, but they voted for the move. King of Freight says it expects to create 400 jobs in the first 5 years. Kohl's and JCPenney sounded more alarms about the health of their brick-and-mortar retailing sites. Quarterly revenues fell at both companies, so did their stock prices after news came out. Consumers are spending, but retailers are being squeezed by falling traffic and increasing labor and transportation costs. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Hey, Bill, help us out a little bit. What was the original vision then for Waterwalk if it wasn't for retail? What kind of things were they going to put in there then?
Well, Waterwalk was for retail and restaurant and an entertainment district. But now, with King of Freight going in there, it's more of an office deal. And I think that's what the city is hoping that it can transition to, is more of an office park setting.
Okay, so I got it now. They were going to try to do retail shops, and that never did fly then, huh?
Never did pan out. They said they had some deals made, but the deals never came through. That was 15 years ago.
Yeah, and now, of course, Gander didn't survive either. So there
right.
You go.
They went in there with the idea that there was going to be a lot of foot traffic there because of all the other retail and restaurants that were going to go in, but never happened.
Well, you know, the best laid plans.
Yep.
There you go. Hey, what are you doing with all that stuff in your life? Is it making you any happier? A survey of over 10,000 people, the numbers are showing that 50% of people would live happily without most of their possessions. Well, then why do we go buy stuff, huh? Right?
We think we need it.
Yeah. 2/3 of the consumers polled make it a point to get rid of unneeded stuff at least once a year.
Yep.
And I confess to you that I probably have hung onto that Nehru jacket in my closet too long now. How are you, Bill? Are you kind of a pack rat in any
way?
Well,
I'm better than I used to be. I used to be a pretty good pack rat. Man, I may need that one day.
Yeah,
I may wear that shirt. I haven't worn that shirt in a long time.
Yeah.
But the last few years, I've said, you know, if I haven't seen it, worked with it, you know, worn it in the last year, let's get rid of it.
Yeah. People just keep acquiring stuff And what, you know, what good is it? So,
it's a good feeling when you get rid of a bunch of stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, I need to go through that closet, get that Nehru jacket out of there, you know, and the spats I used to wear to work. Remember those spats I used to wear, Ted?
Spats, oh man,
like the Monopoly
you were
guy,
quite the dandy.
Oh yeah, that big that ascot with the with the likeness of Mike Kennedy on it. Quite a collector's piece there too.
Hey, look what I just saw on Twitter from the Nifty Nut House.
What?
They have 15 new products, including milk chocolate coconut toffee macadamias.
Mm.
Oh, my.
Sounds good. Look, you know Ted's over there. He's looking at a Nifty Nut House right now. Way to go, Ted.
Well, he's checking out Twitter.
I'm checking out the Twitter, making sure I am up with the date with the latest news.
He's doing the important stuff over there. All right, thank you, guys. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. And stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up from the 8 o'clock hour, we have the latest on flooding problems across central Kansas. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at how the Shockers did yesterday at the American Baseball Tournament.
And entertainment news. The blur is on the way, Ted.
All you need in entertainment news coming up at 8:35 this morning. Another great edition coming your way.
And traffic and weather, as always, with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.